You're listening to SBS News.
South Korea had two jobs on the final day of group stage action at the 2022 World Cup: win and hope. They needed to beat already qualified Portugal in their own match, then hope the result in the other match in Group H, the concurrently occurring Ghana versus Uruguay fixture, went their way. The first part wasn't going very well. Ricardo Horta scoring to put Portugal in the lead in just the 5th minute. Kim Young-gwon hit back for the Taiguk Warriors in the 27th minute. But the Koreans generally struggled to get a foothold in the game. They were fortunate, though, that Portugal's superstar skipper, Cristiano Ronaldo, was not at his best. He forced one save, then had another effort that was too weak to even force a save when he was one-on-one with the goalkeeper. He was eventually taken off after 65 minutes. Still, time was ticking away, and 1-1 was not a sufficient scoreline for the Koreans. But come second-half stoppage time, the magic moment came. The Koreans' top star, Song Hoon-min, delivering the pass to set up Hwang Hee-chan, and Hwang shot the ball past the goalkeeper. South Korea 2, Portugal 1. Soon the full-time whistle came, but the ordeal wasn't over. In a very modern twist, the Koreans gathered on the pitch to watch the end of the Uruguay versus Ghana match on phones. Two first-half goals from Georgian de Arrascaeta had Uruguay leading 2-0. That had both teams in real time level on points and level on goal difference. The next tiebreaker is goals scored. South Korea had scored 4 at this tournament, Uruguay only 2. So the Koreans had the advantage for second place in the group and thus a round of 16 spot. Uruguay needed to score one more time to get ahead of the Koreans on goal difference. As the Koreans and millions of others around the world nervously watched, the goal never came. Uruguay 2, Ghana 0 the full-time score. Uruguay victorious, yet eliminated. The Koreans sprinting down the pitch to celebrate with their supporters when the final whistle blew in the Uruguay game. Their achievement all the more remarkable when you consider coach Paulo Bento was suspended for this match, having to watch from the stands after his outburst at the referee at the end of the Koreans' last match. His assistant, Sergio Costa, took charge for this match against his and Bento's native country, Portugal. Costa adamant, justice has been done.
We deserve it, you know? We deserve it. This victory was really deserved for all the players and for our coach, Paulo Bento. We really deserve this. Congratulations to all of us. It was really good. We are really happy.
There was bitterness from Uruguay at their elimination. Veteran striker Luis Suarez, playing in what will almost certainly be his last World Cup, nearly in tears on the bench at the end of their match. Afterwards, he claimed FIFA is always against Uruguay. A distinctly different approach from Ghana to their disappointment. The Africans came into the final match day in prime position to claim a knockout stage spot. A draw would likely have been enough. Defender Daniel Amati says it's just a case of his side having to give themselves a chance to do better next time.
We learned a lot, and I know my boss learned a lot from it. And we go because have it enough for a reason. We came this tournament for a purpose, so we go back for next World Cup. So we have to do our homework and work hard, win to qualify for World Cup again.
All that was left now was to find round of 16 opposition for Portugal, still top of Group H despite their loss, and South Korea. Central to that task was the match between Serbia and Switzerland. It was a spiteful encounter, on and off the pitch. And it was a back-and-forth one too. Jerdan Shaqiri opened the scoring for the Swiss in the 20th minute, but within 15 minutes, the Serbs had the lead, courtesy of goals by Alexander Mitrovic and Dusan Vlahovic. By half-time, scores were level again. Swiss striker Brill Embolo making it 2-2 just before half-time. Ultimately, it was a goal just after half-time that settled the result. Remo Freuler scoring in the 48th minute. Switzerland 3, Serbia 2, and there the scoreline stayed. 11 yellow cards were issued in this match, 7 of them to the Serbs. An ill-disciplined Serbian side finishing bottom of Group G. Switzerland, though, continues its streak of making the knockout stages of every World Cup and European Championships since the 2014 World Cup. Cameroon beating a Brazilian side resting many of its stars 1-0 via a late Vincent Aboubakar goal. But, perhaps harshly, a victory over the five-time world champions wasn't enough for the Africans. Brazil threw in first place in Group G, Switzerland in second place, joining them in the knockout rounds from this section. Brazil will play South Korea in the round of 16 on Tuesday morning. Switzerland will play Portugal in the round of 16 on Wednesday morning. The lineup and the matchups for the round of 16 are now set. It's time for the knockout stage that will captivate the world. And at the centre of it, the Socceroos. They're up on the round of 16's first day, and their task couldn't come much more intimidating. It's a showdown with superstar Lionel Messi and Argentina. Australia will come into the match big underdogs. It's their biggest game in at least 15 years. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold is under no illusions as to the enormity of the task, breaking out some hyperbole the day before the game.
There's no disrespect to Argentina or anything at all, but it's 11 v 11. And it's 10 blue shirts against 10 yellow shirts, and it's a battle. It's a war, and we've got to fight that. And make sure that and the boys are in great physical shape, great mental shape.
If this is indeed a war, Arnold says his side comes into it much more prepared for the battles than they were at the start of the World Cup. He says they learned some tough but beneficial lessons in their tournament opening defeat to France. Now, he says his team needs to show courage.
We got taught lessons in the first game, not being able to have a friendly beforehand with a short lead-in. But we learnt the hard way, but the good way. You know, this, we've got our game, we've got our way, we've got to be brave.
The Messi factor looms large over this match. One of the greatest players of all time, this is his last chance to emulate the great Diego Maradona and lead Argentina to World Cup glory. He scored in all three matches so far for the Albiceleste at this tournament. To try and defend against him is a monumental task. Even for a Socceroos defence that hasn't conceded in its last two matches, and even for one that is spearheaded by one of the tournament's in-form defenders, Harry Soutar. But the Socceroos centre-back says denying the man in the number 10 shirt for Argentina is not just a task for him or any one Socceroo. He says if the team is to achieve this, it has to be with a team effort.
Yeah, listen, we know it's going to be a difficult task. Obviously, we respect the player massively. But I don't think it's just an individual thing. We've got to be, you know, on our game 100%. We've got to be switched on at all times and be alert to every situation because... yeah, it's going to be a team effort. I don't think it can come down to just one individual trying to stop them.
Arnold says the Socceroos know what to expect from Argentina and that playing Argentina generally gets the best out of the Socceroos. He also says the controversial turnaround of just 3 days between the last group stage game and this game actually works in Australia's favour, as it will stop the Socceroos thinking too much about this round of 16 task. The turnaround is so tight, Argentina coach Lionel Scaloni says the side's match eve training session is their only one to prepare for this match. They've been focusing on getting some rest after their last match, a victory over Poland. Scaloni isn't afraid to match Arnold in the pre-match hyperbole. He says his side is willing to break its backs on the pitch in this World Cup. One of his midfielders, Rodrigo De Paul, is making observations more of the tactical than the medical variety. He says the Socceroos will look a bit like what they saw against Poland.
Va a ser un partido, creo yo, un poco similar a Polonia, en el que nos van a dar la pelota, pero con jugadores por afuera muy rápidos.
It's going to be a game, I believe, a little similar to that of Poland, in that we will have the ball, but they'll have wide players on the flanks who are very fast. We have to be defending. I believe it's going to be an important job in midfield so that we can play calmly and that the forwards can play freely. So I see it as a game very similar to the last one.
Yo lo veo un partido un poco similar al último.
The other match on the first day of the knockout stage pits Group A winners the Netherlands against Group B runners-up the United States. The winner of that match plays the winner of Australia versus Argentina in the quarterfinals next weekend. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.